Will the House please come to order? The Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Anderson.
Here.
Bagby.
Here.
Barbuto.
Here.
Berger.
Here.
Blake.
Here.
Blickrey.
No.
Bonner.
Here.
Brechtel.
Here.
Brown.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Byrd.
Here.
Kennedy.
Here.
Carson.
Here.
Childers.
Here.
Cohey.
Here.
Connolly.
Here.
Kraft.
Here.
Davison.
Here.
Dirks.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Esquivel.
Here.
Gilmore.
Here.
Gingery.
Here.
Goggles.
Here.
Hales.
Here.
Hallinan excused. Hammonds.
Here.
Harshman.
Here.
Harvey.
Here.
Illaway.
Here.
Yagi.
Here.
Jorgensen.
Here.
Kimball.
Here.
Landon.
Here.
Lockhart.
Here.
Lubno.
Here.
Madden.
Here.
McKim.
Here.
McComey.
Here.
Miller.
Here.
Millen.
Here.
Moniz.
Here.
Patton.
Here.
Peasley.
Here.
Patterson.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
Philp excused. Korberg.
Here.
Roscoe.
Here.
Simlick.
Here.
Shepperson.
Here.
Steward. Steward. Stubson.
Here.
Teeters.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
Throne. Throne.
Here.
Wallace.
Here.
Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave.
Here.
Mr. Speaker.
Here.
58 present, 2 excused.
The prayer today is given by our very own Representative Bernadine Kraft. Representative Kraft.
Thank you. Will you pray with me? As our days together come to a close, send us out in the power of your Spirit to stand with you in your world. We thank you, Creator God, that we live in a place where the glorious revelation of yourself is all around us. The prairie bursts with song from wind and birds and waving grasses. The abundance of animals roaming freely reminds us of our own freedom. Grant us safe travel, O God, as we return to our communities on the prairie, by rivers and streams, on mountaintops, and in their shadow in the valley. Hold us, enfold us, uphold us in your loving care. Give us eyes to see clearly, ears to discern truth from error, minds to understand, voices to speak with courage and conviction, and hearts filled with compassion as we move forward, united in our journey of service to our communities, our state, our nation, and our world. We pray this in your most holy name. Amen.
Will the House please come to order? Journal Committee report.
Mr. Speaker, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of March 3, 2010 has been read. Recommends that it be approved. Signed, Representative Moniz, Representative Barbuto.
Chairman Anderson, you may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to, for the body to welcome my best friend and my wife, Bonnie.
Messages from the Senate.
Message number 258. Mr. Speaker, House Bill 44, Taxation of Property Used for Economic Development. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in an amended form by the vote indicated. Ayes 21, noes 9. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 259. Mr. Speaker, House Bill 61, Legal Services Funding. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 20, noes 10. Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 260, Mr. Speaker, House Bill 65, Revisers Bill. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 30, no 0. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. House message number 261, Mr. Speaker, House Bill 72, Regulation of Wind Energy Facilities. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 30, no 0. Signed, Donna Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. They respectfully ask that they concur by adopting the new amendments. Message 262. Conferees appointed. Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with the Light Committee number 1 from the House on amendments to House Senate File 36. The Senate conferees are Senator Von Flattern, Chairman, Senator Nicholas, Senator Elliott. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 263. Mr. Speaker, House Bill 89, Resident Contractor Preferences. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in an amended form by the vote indicated. Ayes 22, noes 8. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 264, conferees appointed. Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with the Light Committee number 1 from the House on amendments to Senate File 7. The Senate conferees are Senator Geis, Chairman, Senator Perkins, Senator Massey. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 265, conferees appointed. Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with the Light Committee number 1 from the House on amendments to Senate File 39. The Senate conferees are Senator Coe, Chairman, Senator Schiffer, Senator Massey. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 266, Mr. Speaker, the President appointed the Senate conferees to meet with the Light Committee number 1 from the House on amendments to Senate File 13. The Senate conferees are Senator Geis, Chairman, Senator Bebout, Senator Meyer. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 267, conferees appointed. Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with a Light Committee number 1 from the House on amendments to Senate File 31. The Senate conferees are Senator Bebout, Chairman, Senator Jennings, Senator Hastert. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 268, Mr. Speaker, the bills is below. Pass the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 106, Small Business Investment Credit. Ayes 20, noes 10. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 269, Mr. Speaker, the House bill listed above passed on third reading in amended form as by the vote indicated. House Bill 128, Health Insurance Interstate Purchase. The vote was 30, ayes 30, no 0. The Senate respectfully asked the House to concur by adopting listed amendments. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
Members of the House, we are very honored today to be joined by Mr. Dale Eisler, who is the Canadian Consul General in Denver, along with his wife, Louise. The focus of Mr. Eisler's efforts since being named Consul General in November of 2007 has been to raise the profile, awareness, and understanding of the unique relationship between the United States and Canada, and in the four-state region of Colorado, Utah, Wyoming, and Montana. Carol Markham and LaDan Amarawa, I knew I was going to get that wrong. Amarawa, okay, one more time. Amarawazizi. Excuse me, LaDan, that's a tongue twister for me. Are also joining us on the floor this morning, Ms. Markham is the consul and senior political and economic officer, and LaDan is the consul and senior trade commissioner for the Consulate General of Canada in Denver. It is my distinct pleasure to welcome our Canadian friends to the House, and Consul General Eisler, you may have privilege of the floor.
Well, thank you very much for that very warm welcome. And thank you, Speaker Simpson, and all members of the House for allowing me to say a few words, and I promise there will be a few words. I won't go on long. It's really an honor and a privilege for us to be here. Mr. Speaker said, today is what we've called Canada Day at the Capitol. My colleagues and I from our consulate in Denver are here in the hopes of raising awareness and understanding of the important relationship between Wyoming, the U.S., and Canada. I know what a busy and challenging legislative agenda you've had in recent weeks. These are difficult fiscal and economic times for governments and people everywhere. And I applaud each of you and your commitment to building a better Wyoming for the people of this truly great state. And I say great state not as some sort of a cliche that's appropriate for me to say as I stand in front of you, but because I believe it to be true. And if you might indulge me for a moment, let me explain why I feel that way. Believe it or not, the feeling goes back 50 years. I grew up in Saskatchewan, a farming province in Western Canada. And like with most families, there is always that one memorable family vacation that stands out. For me, it occurred in the summer of 1960. So I'm kind of dating myself here. But it was a camping trip my parents, brother, sister, and myself took to the Black Hills of South Dakota, and then west across Wyoming to Yellowstone Park. Well, I remember our visit to Old Faithful and how in those days bears seemed to be everywhere in Yellowstone, including in our campground. What I recall the most was the kindness of one particular Wyoming man. What happened was, as we were driving west across Wyoming to Yellowstone, the steering mechanism on our 1958 Ford Meteor failed, and the car went off the highway and into the ditch. Fortunately, none of us was injured, and the steering went wonky on a straight stretch, flat part of the highway, but it was just a few miles after we had left the hairpin turns of a mountain pass, and I remember how uptight my mother was as we were driving through the mountain pass, but there we were, not exactly sure of our location, miles from the nearest town and in the ditch. As it turned out, we weren't there long. By the time we'd all stopped screaming, a man in an old beat-up red pickup truck pulled off the side of the road, stopped, and asked if we were all right. He wore a big white cowboy hat, cowboy boots, and had a gleaming silver buckle that I remember to this day. And I also remember thinking he was a real cowboy, the first one I had ever met. He offered us a ride to the nearest town, which was Cody. The neat thing was my parents rode in the cab with him, and my brother and sister and myself, we got to ride in the back of the truck with the wind in our hair. Which was legal back in those days, to ride in the back of a pickup truck. At least I think it was. We did it anyway. But not only did he give us a ride into town, he arranged with the local service station to tow our car in for repair and help us find a motel for the night. The next day, when we picked up our car to continue the journey to Yellowstone, the man at the service station told my dad there was no charge. It had been taken care of by the man who had given us a ride. We were never able to thank him personally, but his generosity was never forgotten, and since that day, whenever I think of Wyoming, I think of the kindness of a stranger showed a family from Canada. I tell you that story because I'm a big believer that the close friendship between our two countries is rooted in similar countless stories on both sides of the border. That is not to say, as two independent nations and sovereign nations, we don't have our differences. We do. Or that in the future we'll agree on everything. We won't. but we have the common values that allow us to resolve our few differences because we see in each other much of ourselves. In this day and age, where tensions, divisions, clash of social and political cultures often define relations between nations, the U.S. and Canada share a unique partnership that is a model for a troubled world. There are countless ways to measure that special relationship. The economic ties between the U.S. and Canada are unparalleled. Two-way bilateral trade is more than $600 billion a year. Our economies are so closely integrated that we make things together, with our companies straddling both sides of the border. And I tried to talk about a few of those companies last night at the reception that I know a few of you were able to attend. Canada is your biggest market. The U.S. exports more to Canada than it does to the U.K., Germany, Japan, and China combined. That's how big the Canadian market is for the United States. Here in Wyoming, about 14,000 jobs depend on trade with Canada. And in Encana, a Calgary-based oil and gas company, which I'm sure you all know well, is the largest corporate taxpayer in your state. Canada is your biggest energy supplier and key to North American energy security. You import more oil every day from Canada than you do from Saudi Arabia and Kuwait combined, more than from Venezuela and Iraq combined. Canada's oil sands is the second largest oil deposit in the world with about 170 billion barrels of reserves, and it's located 750 miles from the U.S. border, the U.S.-Canada border. Because we recognize those truths, we are able to cooperatively address common issues. A perfect example is the recent agreement between our two nations to ensure companies on both sides of the border have access to government procurement contracts at the state and provincial level. We achieved that together because we both realize jobs are better secured by opening economic opportunities rather than closing them. But those economic facts don't fully tell a deeper story about our two nations. What they do, I think, is reflect something more fundamental about us as people. The underpinnings of that economic relationship, the factors that allow it to flourish, are the political and social values we share. Both our countries believe in similar principles that shape our societies. As our Prime Minister Stephen Harper explains, Canada is a nation rooted in the values of freedom, democracy, human rights, and the rule of law. We believe in individual enterprise and fairness. Ours, like yours, is the nation where we respect the individual and seek to create a society that offers opportunity to all. Those similar values are manifest in our democratic societies, where we cherish free speech, free and fair elections, and a commitment to help the less fortunate among us so they too can share in the blessings of our national communities. It is because we have so much in common that our national interests throughout history have often intersected. Our friendship has been manifested in the defense of our shared values when Canadian and U.S. soldiers have fought and died together in the First and Second World Wars, in Korea, the Gulf War, Kosovo, and Bosnia. And it is there to be seen today in Afghanistan as soldiers and aid workers from our two nations seek to bring peace and security to the long-suffering people of that troubled land. To conclude, allow me another personal reflection that I think gets to the heart of the matter of the special relationship between our two countries. As I was thinking about what I was going to say today, I wanted to somehow get beyond the economics and trade statistics, which can bore us all. Important as though they might be, I believe they reflect something more profound about the U.S.-Canada relationship. The person who put it all in perspective for me was Chuck Engbretson, a senior master sergeant with the Wyoming National Guard here in Cheyenne, and a veteran of 22 years of military service to his country. Chuck and his wife, Vicky, in fact, are in the gallery today. Hi to you. Chuck spent 5.5 months in Afghanistan in 2008. He was stationed in Kandahar, a particularly tough region in the south part of Afghanistan in the battle against insurgents, where there are about 2,800 Canadian soldiers who are responsible for maintaining security perimeter around Kandahar. "I have the deepest respect for them," Chuck says of his Canadian comrades. "They did a lion's share of the work and have paid a heavy price." What is seared into his mind about those days were the ramp ceremonies. Hundreds of soldiers would gather in a show of respect for their fallen comrades when their bodies were being sent home to loved ones. He remembers one ramp ceremony in particular in the summer of 2008 for two fallen Canadians. It was unbearably hot, 137 degrees on the tarmac. It felt like the pavement was burning off the bottom of your boots, Chuck says. What stands out in my memory was how many came out for the ceremony. There were hundreds of us in the heat to show our respect. I didn't know those two who had died, but they felt like brothers. Those are the kind of human emotions that are the true fiber of the special U.S.-Canada relationship, a friendship rooted in our shared democratic values, our common heritage, and our family ties, a friendship that was deepened in the battlefields of Europe and other distant lands. It's why, in Afghanistan, Chuck Enbetson from Cheyenne, Wyoming, would stand at attention in the stifling heat and salute the departing bodies of his unknown friends from Canada. That's really why we're here today, to remind ourselves and be thankful that the United States and Canada share that special friendship. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Consul General. We very much appreciate you being here, and Mrs. Arazizi, I got it, and Mrs. Markham, thank you for being here, and Louise, thank you. We look forward to a long and fruitful relationship with Canada as our neighbor of how many miles?
Oh,
border? Was it
50, well, I know it in kilometers, so I don't know what that means in miles.
But what, about 3,200 miles or something like that?
Right.
But we have so much in common, language, culture, and many other things, energy.
Right.
So we very much look forward to that, and it will be fruitful for all. But thank you for being here with us today. We appreciate
it. Thank you very
much.
Thank you very much.
Wasn't that the Code of the West he was talking about? I think he was. Conference committee appointments. On Senate File 13, Chairman Semlick, Shepperson, and Esquivel. Senate File 13, Semlick, Shepperson, and Esquivel. Senate File 31, Childers Chair, Moniz, and Wallace. Senate File 31, Childers, Moniz, and Wallace. Senate File 7, Semlick, Chair, Stewart, and Yagi. Semlick, Stewart, and Yagi on Senate File 7. Senate File 36, Anderson, Chair, Semlick, and Blickery on Senate File 36. Anderson, Semlick, and Blickery. Senate File 39, McComey, Chair, Patton, and Lubnow. Senate File 39, McComey, Patton, and Lubnow. The doctor of the day is Dr. Pat Yost from Cheyenne. Dr. Yost, thank you for being here with us today. We're at that order of business of request to concur with Senate amendments to House bills. The first message for our consideration is message number 258 on House Bill 44, Chairman Lockhart. Chairman Anderson, would you come up for a moment, please?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence of message number 258 on House Bill 44 and urge your aye vote. There were some minor touches on this, but I think we have a good bill that will go forward and do the job that we expected. The good chairman from corporations would like to comment on this because he was the pusher of it for a number of years.
Chairman Illoway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just urge concurrence. This was a bill that passed here. The other body across the hall did some minor touch-ups to it. I think it's it makes the bill stronger, and it just shows that we can work back and forth across this large building and make a good bill better. So I urge concurrence and thank you.
Anyone else for their first time? Second time? We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 72. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Yeah, 44.
Yes, excuse me. No wonder I was confused. We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 44. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, Bagby, Barbudo, Berger, Blake, Lickry, Bonner, Brechtel, Brown, Buchanan, Byrd, Kennedy, Carson, Childers, Cohey, Connolly, Kraft, Davison, Dirks, Edmonds, Esquivel, Gilmore, Gingery, Goggles, Hales, Hallinan excused, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Illaway, Yagi, Jorgensen, Kimball, Landon, Lockhart, Lubnow, Madden, McKim, McComey, Miller, Millen, Moniz, Patton, Peasley, Pedersen, Peterson, Philp excused, Korberg, Roscoe, Simlick, Shepperson, Stewart, Stubson, Teeters, Thompson, Throne, Wallace, Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? McComey, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 55 aye, 3 no, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 44. The next message for our consideration is message number 259 on House Bill 61. Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence with message number 259 in regards to House Bill 61, legal services funding. What they changed was they wanted to clarify what types of cases legal services could do. There was a concern, in particular, there was a concern about class action suits against bigger businesses. There was some concern about, in the past, there's been some cases against agricultural interests brought by legal services in other states. And so they wanted to clarify, here's the things you can do and here's the things you can't do. So what they can do is where an indigent is a defendant in a lawsuit, where the indigent is trying to enforce a court order in a case of domestic relations and family law, or lastly, if it's general legal advice to the indigent. What they will not be able to do is be involved in cases seeking tort damages. They cannot do criminal defense, and they cannot do cases against public agencies or political subdivisions seeking to change or overturn existing rules, regulations, or policies. I've spoken with the sponsor of the bill, and she would ask us to concur. So I'd ask for your aye vote.
Anyone else for their first time? We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 61. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, Bagby, Barbudo, Berger, Blake, Lickry, Bonner, Brechtel, Brown, Buchanan, Byrd, Kennedy, Carson, Childers, Cohey, Connolly, Kraft, Davison, Dirks, Edmonds, Esquivel, Gilmore, Gingery, Goggles, Hales, Hallinan excused, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Illaway, Yagi, Jorgensen, Kimball, Landon, Lockhart, Lubnow, Madden, McKim, McComey, Miller, Millen, Moniz, Patton, Peasley, Patterson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp excused. Korberg.
No.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
No.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 53 aye, 5 no, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 61. Representative Brown, would you come to the chair for a moment, please? The next message for our consideration is message number 260 on House Bill 65.
Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move concurrence on message number 260 on original House Bill 65, the revisers bill. They've added two sections, really the one on the Burns Amendment on page one of the concurrence request is if original Senate File 12 is enacted to law, that's the State Parks Boundaries Bill, as you may recall, that if that is enacted, then 368501B would be amended as follows, and it's just changing a name there, of the South Pass Historical Preserve, Wyoming, to the South Pass City State Historic Site. And then the second amendment on page 2, it adds a new Section 4 to the engrossed bill that is contingent upon Senate File 9 passing, and that is the juvenile detention facility standards. So it just cleans that up, some technical corrections in the bill, and I would urge your aye vote on concurrence. Anyone else for their first time? We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 65. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft. Davison,
aye.
Dirks,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Kimball,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton, Peasley,
aye.
Patterson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp excused, Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 ayes, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 65. The next message for our consideration is message number 261 on House Bill 72. Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on message 261 and House Bill 72 and urge your no vote. There were three amendments in the Senate, two of which were quite acceptable, I think, but one that really changed a lot of the things that happened in this select committee's work through the summer. And I think we need to have a further discussion of it. And a little explanation of that one is it has to do with setbacks between a quarter and a half mile. I'd like to call on the good representative from Natrona County, who is on the task force, to explain what the changes amount to.
Representative Stubson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And just a quick refresher, you will remember the discussion we had on this floor with regard to the setbacks as they relate to subdivisions. And the discussion on this floor was to shrink those down to one tower length. Well, what the body on the other side of the Capitol did is they expanded those to a half mile. And so I think that shows sort of the discussion we had in task force and the balance that we eventually reached. I think it's worth talking to the other body for just a little bit to see if where they're at is really what makes sense. So I'd urge your no vote on concurrence.
Anyone else for their first time? Or second time, Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a very important bill to get through the legislature, but this discussion and your no vote on the proposed amendments from the Senate are important.
We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 72. A majority of the elected members is required. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson. Bagby. Barbudo. Berger. Blake. Blickrey. Bonner. Brechtel. Brown. Buchanan. Byrd. Kennedy. Carson. Childers. Cohey. Connolly. Kraft, Davison, Dirks, Edmonds, Esquivel, Gilmore, Gingery, Goggles, Hales, Hallinan excused, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Illaway, Yagi, Jorgensen, Kimball, Landon, Lockhart, Lubno, Madden, McKim, McComey, Miller, Millen, Moniz, Patton, Peasley, Pedersen, Peterson, Filth excused, Korberg, Roscoe, Simlick, Shepperson, Stewart, Stubson, Teeters, Thompson, Throne, Wallace, Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 noes, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have voted not to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 72. The Conference Committee on House Bill 72 will be Lockhart, Chairman, Stubson, and Kraft. Lockhart, Stubson, and Kraft on House Bill 72. The next message for our consideration is message 263 on House Bill 89. Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on message number 263, House Bill 89, resident contractor preferences, and urge your aye vote. There were some minor changes that were made. The prime sponsor of this has reviewed their wording and was familiar with it as it went. I would urge your aye vote for concurrence.
Anyone else for their first time? We are voting, Representative Gilmore.
I just want this opportunity, Mr. Speaker, to invoke the Code of the West one more time. This is ride for your brand. And I'd like to see Wyoming license plates at these buildings that we're constructing in Wyoming. And that's, I think it's number 7 on the list.
License plates? No, I get it.
Our brand.
I get it.
Thank you.
By your vote, you have... No, you haven't. We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 89. A majority of the elected members is required. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, aye. Bagby, aye. Barbudo, aye. Berger, aye. Blake, aye. Blickrey, aye. Bonner, aye. Brechtel, aye. Brown, aye. Buchanan, aye. Byrd, aye. Kennedy, aye. Carson, aye. Childers, aye. Cohey, aye. Connolly, aye. Kraft, aye. Davison, aye. Dirks, aye. Edmonds, aye. Esquivel, Gilmore, aye. Gingery, aye. Goggles, aye. Hales, aye. Hallinan excused, Hammonds, aye. Harshman, aye. Harvey, aye. Illaway, aye. Yagi, aye. Jorgensen, aye. Kimball, aye. Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp excused. Korberg.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlich. Semlich.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 89. The next message for our consideration is message number 269 on House Bill 128. Chairman Illaway.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I move concurrence with message 269 on House Bill 128, health insurance, interstate purchase, and I would allow the good speaker to discuss the concurrence request.
Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I urge your concurrence on the amendments to House Bill 128 to health insurance interstate purchase. We had a good discussion in the other body about this bill and how, as I've said to you before, it's fairly cutting edge. With these amendments, you will see that beginning on the top of page 2, the new subparagraph B, this says that the commissioners, these are the commissioners from this consortium of states, shall solicit the thoughts and report a consensus where one exists of the other commissioners interested in creating a consortium of like-minded states in establishing rules of reciprocity for the approval of health insurance policies. Issues to be considered include, but are not limited to, and these are really some of the critical questions that need to be asked in this area of insurance, health insurance, and uniformity of regulation, reciprocity, and acquiring insurance across state lines in a manner that makes sense and where you actually have coverage, not just that you can buy it, because buying it without actually having the coverage behind it is not what you want. So you'll see those questions. There are 11 of them, and those are great issues to identify and to ask. And the insurance commissioner in Wyoming is asked to go out and explore these, the idea of the consortium, find those like-minded states with similar regulation, and then look at these policies. And then under page 2, subparagraph C, the commissioner shall make an initial proposal that Wyoming recommends the rules of approval for reciprocity should include terms and conditions to protect customers similar to the following. And then there are some other things that just clarify what policies and regulations establish that they follow the National Association of Insurance Commissioners for Accreditation. And cleans up some other things and is suchified, as they call it over there. You can see most of those amendments on page 3. Delete such and insert the. That's the suchification. But it is a study by our insurance commissioner. I think it's a great step in this direction of trying to identify how we can achieve some uniform regulation, lower the cost of regulation and administrative cost, create increased competition for consumers, and try and figure out how we really address this issue. And I would urge your strong concurrence. They did a great job over there. You can see the sponsor of the amendment. I was hoping that we could get the bill that far for this very purpose, I think it's a great first step and urge your support. Thank you.
We are voting on the motion to concur with... Oh, I just looked around. We good? Anyone else? We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 128. A majority of the elected members is required. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, Bagby, Barbudo, Berger, Blake, Flickery, Bonner. Bonner conflict? Brechtel, Brown, Buchanan, Byrd, Kennedy, Carson, Childers, Cohey, Connolly, Kraft, Davison, Dirks, Edmonds, Esquivel, Gilmore, Gingery, Goggles, Hales, Hallinan excused, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Illaway, Yagi, Jorgensen, Kimball, Landon, Lockhart, Lockhart conflict, Lubno, Madden, McKim, McComey, Miller, Millen, Moniz, Patton, Peasley, Pedersen, Peterson, Philp excused, Korberg, Roscoe, Simlick, Shepperson, Stewart, Stubson, Teeters, Thompson, Throne, Wallace, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 56 aye, 2 excused, 2 conflict.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 128. Ladies and gentlemen, Hallie Bell, our page, is one of 8 children in her family and claims Cody is her hometown, which is great for her. Her strong work ethic has no doubt been influenced by her family structure. She has a very high grade point average for which she has received several honors. Her essay entry is currently competing at the state level for the DAR Award. Is that... Daughters of the American Revolution Award. She is very active in leadership endeavors and is serving as president of her Youth for Justice group in Cody. This group is her passion and began her initial interest in the legislative process. When she enters the University of Wyoming next fall, she will be pursuing an art degree with a political science minor. We have very much enjoyed having you participate here in the House with us, Hallie, and appreciate your endless trips around the chamber with mindless notes. We wish you the best in your future endeavors. Please, Hallie, you have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Friends of the 60th, for my first time. This is...
Yeah, sure.
This has truly been a learning experience, an experience that I will never forget. In this body, I have learned the importance of questions. Questions are used to shine light on the truth and to bolster the truth. In our society today, we hear a lot of questions. Where's Waldo? Who framed Roger Rabbit got milk? And it is a wonder that this great body does not sometimes, out of confusion or expedience, ask questions like, where's Waldo and why did he frame the milk? But questions and their answers are the center of this body's communication. And I have learned that in order to prove a point, clarify a point, or make a point, questions must be asked and answered. I have also learned the importance of sensible shoes. And I do strongly recommend that Nike or that, you know, shoe company with a swoosh begin research and development on business shoes. Still, for my first time, I have learned the importance of friendship and family. There have been through the many years, numerous families that have come in and out of this cherished building. And it seems that whether they are sitting in the balcony, hanging on the wall looking rather serious, or merely at the other podium, this house is a family matter. And I was feeling rather out of place for being in this building without the necessary family ties, until I realized the importance of adopted family. Back in the break room, copy room, and over to my right and my left are my 15-some new grandmas. actually, Jerry Davis, who is the receptionist, her son went to college with my dad and my mom and my uncle, and so she brought pictures for me to see. But the house staff has become part of my family, and I love them dearly. I want to thank them for laughing with me, laughing at me, and over these past 20 days, and want to let you guys know that your kindness means a lot to me. I would also like to thank Patty Benskin and Mr. Speaker for their for this marvelous opportunity, and would like to thank Alex for making fun of me. And I want you to also realize who has been loyal to you. I have not abandoned you. I would like to echo the thoughts of my fellow page from Albany County in his words about how blessed we are to live in such a glorious state. I was born in Cody, raised in Cody, and next year I will leave Cody, but you can bet your boots that I will be buried in Cody. Wyoming is the most beautiful state, and you, the members of this body, represent the most beautiful state. And it is in your hands to protect, preserve, and push forward the Wyoming way. I have heard during this session a good representative state that we must protect our most valuable resource, our children. And I would like to encourage you to make sure that your districts, that in your districts there is the capability for students to become involved in this process. Even though that we are not able to vote, you still represent us. And I would challenge you to become involved with your schools and support kids who are fascinated by our government. I would, again, like to thank you all for being such wonderful friends and entertaining me throughout the session. I hope you all arrive home safe, feeling accomplished and proud of the work you have accomplished during this short amount of time. Thank you for all you've done for me. God bless.
Wait a minute. Well-deserved applause for you, Hallie, and you are wise beyond your years, and those are great comments. It's really been my pleasure to be involved with Youth for Justice in Cody, and it's been eight or so years, maybe even 10 years, and I've seen the kids come through and how active they are and how interested they are and how that follows through into their life. And Hallie is a fine example of that participation, because when you go meet with this group and they pose questions to you, they have very good questions and they want to know your answer. And they don't want any waffle or equivocation, because they have definite ideas. But the great experience of the page coming to the house to see these things, and we've seen this in their remarks back to us at the end of their term, is to really see how it's done and how important those questions are and further exploration. And Hallie, thank you so much. We hope we've added to your life experience, and it's been great to have you here with us. Thanks so much.
Mr. Speaker.
Chairman Childers.
You failed to mention the point that the Youth for Justice group would in particular take the Cody legislators and rake them over the coals when they didn't do what they were supposed to do.
Some of us. Ladies and gentlemen, we are also joined today by our very own poet laureate, David Romvet. This will be the sixth year that David has joined us on the floor to read one of his poems. David lives in Buffalo and is an award-winning author of several books of poetry and prose. He's also won creative writing fellowships from the National Endowment for the Arts. It is my pleasure again to welcome to the House of Representatives Wyoming's poet laureate, David Romvet. David.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you all. It's really a great honor and pleasure. I have been very blessed to be able to come and speak to you. The very first time I spoke here, I don't know how many people were in this assembly at that time, but I tried to talk a little bit about a couple of things. One was that often in the world of the arts, people make this somewhat serious joke that poets are the legislators of the soul. And if that is true, I at that time said, well, then I think legislators are the poets of the real material world in which we live. That legislators have the suasion, the ability to be involved in things that shape our daily lives throughout our communities. And it's a kind of calling that is both a terrifying, I don't know, do any of you ever feel terrified about your job? I think it would be a little bit scary to me sometimes. But I want to talk today, I think, carrying on a little bit of that. I have been thinking a great deal. I have a daughter who's 21 years old now, and she's away from home. She's a college student, not in Wyoming, and I miss her. I think a great deal about her, and I've also thought about the fact that I feel that I live in a time, I'm getting old enough that I can look back now on a lot of things, in which there seems to be a great divide in the public activities in our country. I feel worried sometimes about the ways in which in our common wheel we don't talk quite as well as I imagine we could with one another. And so I've been thinking a great deal about how we're called to try to work together. And I imagine that the fact that I can come here as an artist and speak to you is part of that. So I want to say two poems today that both have to do with childhood and children, because for me as a parent and as an artist, and I think this would be the same for any of us in our society, a way that we come together, is we try to think about many generations down the line for us. I'm certain that you all think about those things here when you enact legislation, and I'm interested in that. I want to try and work in a way that keeps me thinking about what kind of world will my daughter, her children, the children of those children have. So I'm going to read you two things today. One is called Surprise Breakfast. Surprise Breakfast. One winter morning, I get up early to clean the ash from the fire grate and find my daughter, 8, in the kitchen, thumping around, pretending she has a peg leg, while also breaking eggs into a bowl, separating yolks and whites, then mixing oil and milk. Her hands are smooth, not so much from lack of labor as youth. She's making pancakes for me, a surprise I have accidentally ruined. "You never get up early," she says. Now she is measuring the baking powder into the flour, beating the egg whites into stiff peaks. It's true. When I wake in the dark, I roll to the side and pull the covers back over my head. "It was too cold to sleep," I say. "I thought I'd get the kitchen warm before you were up." Aside from the scraping of the small flat shovel on the iron grate and the wooden spoon turning in the bowl, the room is quiet. I lift the gray ash and lay it carefully into a bucket to take outside. "How'd you lose your leg?" I ask my daughter. "At sea," she tells me. "I fell overboard in a storm and a shark attacked me. But I'm fine." She spins on her good leg, a little batter flying from the spoon. I can hear the popping of the oil in the hot pan. "Are you ready?" she asks, thumping back to the stove. "Yes, I'm ready." And I sit down, a fork in my hand, dreaming that one day the world might be ready too. So that's that little poem. I know that you have a lot of ritual things that happen here at the end of the session, and you can either think of applause as something that gets in the way, or maybe when you have to sit here all day, applause is your form of exercise too, so you should really get to do it. There's one more I want to just say this poem to you. This one is called Sunday Morning Early. It's the same notion, though, the ways in which we are linked to our children and through them to their children, and our hopes that we can build worlds that will be safe and secure for them in which they can live happy lives. This one, Sunday Morning Early, is again, these poems are quite autobiographical in many ways. It's not necessarily the way I always work, but I've been inspired to try and write by watching my daughter. And so Sunday Morning Early. It goes, I hope, something like this. My daughter and I paddle identical red kayaks across the lake. Pulling hard, we slip easily through the water. Far from either shore, it hits me, my daughter is a young woman. And suddenly, everything is a metaphor for how short a time we are granted on earth. The red boats in the blue-black water, the russet and gold of late summer's sunburnt grasses, the empty blue sky. We stop to listen to the stillness. I say, it's Sunday, and here we are in the Church of the Out of Doors, and then wish I'd had the good sense to keep quiet. That's the trick in life, learning to leave well enough alone. The boats drift to the north where the chirring of grasshoppers reaches us from across the rocky hills. A clap of thunder beyond those hills. How well sound travels over water. I want to say just the right thing. Something stronger and truer than a lame, I love you. I want my daughter to know that through her I live a life that was closed to me before. I paddle up beside her, lean out from the boat, and touch her hand. I start to speak, then stop. That's that poem. You go ahead. Thank you. So, thank you all very much for letting the state's representative for the arts, which I do feel I represent all the arts, not just literature, come before you. Thank you very much for the work you do, and I hope that we can maintain these kind of links between the legislative activity in our lives and the artistic parts of our lives. I think both of those things are central to the kind of communities we create. So I thank you, and goodbye until the next time.
Thank you for being here with us again, David, and keeping that link strong. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, would you come up, please? Chairman McComey, you may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your Joint Conference Committee on House Bill 39 will meet at 12:30 at the Senate Education Room.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the time of the session where conference committees are meeting. We are waiting for enrolled acts. We are waiting for messages. So we will stand at ease for about 10 minutes, and we'll have a little entertainment. And then I'd say probably around 11:30 we'll break until 2. But Chairman Anderson?
Mr. Speaker, your conference committee on House Bill 36 plans on meeting at 12:10 somewhere in the Capitol.
Let us know when you figure that out. Chairman Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Last Friday we had an opportunity at the prayer breakfast to have a slideshow with music written and sung by Isaac Hayden and put together by Cody Britton. And it has to do with the cowboy way and values of Wyoming. And I thought that this would be an appropriate time for all of you, since you were in committees, to share in this talented piece we have today. Thank you.
Thank you. The House is at ease for 10 minutes.
Anthony, whenever you're ready. And Mr. Speaker, just because we're dimming the lights doesn't mean we can take a nap.
how you been, good old Wyoming? It's been a while since I've seen your skies so blue. Some days I cry, usually I wonder why I ever left you. Do the cowboys still hold you? Do the Rockies warm on the moon? Do the Cheyenne winds still blow? Oh, 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 I'm dying to know how you've been.
Thank you, Anthony. I'm just glad to know all our IT and video works.
Thank you.
You took it from me. Will the House please come back to order? We're at that order of business of signing of enrolled acts. Reading clerk will read the enrolled act.
House Enrolled Act number 47, being original House Bill 64, an act relating to crimes and offenses, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 47, being original House Bill number 64. I have so signed.
House and Old Act number 48 being original House Bill number 79, an act relating to condemnation being enacted by legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 48 being original House Bill number 79. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act number 49 being original House Bill 106, an act relating to economic development being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 49 being original House Bill number 106. I have so signed.
House and Old Act number 50 being original House Bill 94, an act relating to easements being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Enrolled Act number 50 being original House Bill number 94. I have so signed.
House and Old Act number 51 being original House Bill 95, an act relating to the Wyoming Firearms Freedom Act being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 51 being original House Bill number 95. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act number 52 being original House Bill 97, an act relating to nuclear energy being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 52 being original House Bill number 97. I have so signed. Mr. Reading Clerk, if you would wait just a minute. Representative Patterson, you may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The patience was running short, but right up here, kissing the glass, is my pride and joy, Brock and Dane Patterson, accompanied by my lovely wife, Sarah. Hi, boys. And, yes, Representative Throne, they have more hair than me.
Good morning, Sarah and Brock and Dane. It's nice to see you all here this morning. Hi, boys. Mr. Reading Clerk.
House and Old Act number 53 being original House Bill 111, an act relating to public utilities, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 53 being original House Bill number 111. I have so signed.
House and Old Act number 54 being original House Bill 122, an act relating to livestock, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 54 being original House Bill number 22. I have so signed.
House and Old Act number 55 being original House Bill 15, an act relating to electrical safety and fire prevention, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 55 being original House Bill 15. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act number 56 being original House Bill 26, an act relating to administration of government being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 56 being original House Bill number 26. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Joint Resolution number 3 being original House Joint Resolution number 9, a resolution demanding Congress to cease and desist from enacting mandates that are beyond the enumerated powers granted to Congress by the United States Constitution, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Joint Resolution number 3 being original House Joint Resolution number 9. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act number 17 being original Senate File 2, an act relating to appropriations for the legislature, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 17 being original Senate File number 2. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act number 18 being original Senate File 23, an act relating to unemployment compensation, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 18 being original Senate File number 23. I have so signed.
Senate Rural Act Number 19, being original Senate File 24, an act relating to community-based in-services for seniors and persons with disabilities, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 19, being original Senate File Number 24. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 20, being original Senate File 32, an act relating to the administration of government, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 20, being original Senate File Number 32. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 21, being original Senate File 37, an act relating to water development projects, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 21, being original Senate File Number 37. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 22, being original Senate File 41, an act relating to the Wyoming Teacher Shortage Loan Repayment Program, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 22, being original Senate File Number 41. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 23, being original Senate File 53, an act relating to general revision of laws, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 23, being original Senate File Number 53. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 24, being original Senate File 54, an act relating to Senate confirmation of gubernatorial appointments, being enacted by legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 24, being original Senate File Number 54. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 25, being original Senate File 62, an act relating to veterans, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign in Senate Enrolled Act Number 25, being original Senate File Number 62. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 26, being original Senate File Number 71, an act relating to the disposition of remains, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 26, being original Senate File Number 71. I have so signed. Chairman Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, your conference committee on House Bill 36 will meet in H-11, 1210.
Thank you. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, Chairman Semlick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Joint Conference Committee on Senate File 7 will meet at 1 p.m. in the Senate Ag Committee Room. The Conference Committee on Senate File 13 will meet at 1:30 in the Senate Ag Committee Room. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House recess until 2 p.m.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. House is recessed until 2 p.m., all except for Representative Childers.